This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 756, entitled Masculinism versus Masculism, Agreement and Opposition. Description. This flyer distinguishes between the two manosphere doctrines of masculinism and masculism, showing how the two isms overlap in some ways and are bitterly opposed in other ways. Masculinism versus Masculism, Agreement and Opposition, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. This flyer talks about the similarities and differences between masculinism, a la Andrew Tate, and masculism, a la Hugo Degaris. The French media is obsessed with what they call masculinisme, particularly as it is poster-childed by Andrew Tate. This does not surprise me, since French culture is part of Mediterranean culture, so is a lot more macho than North European culture. But there is virtually no masculist discussion in French media. To a lot of people, there's not much difference between the two isms, and so often the two terms, the two labels, are used synonymously, interchangeably, but this is not the case. This flyer talks about the extent to which the two isms have things in common and how they disagree with each other, since they do agree on several points and disagree quite strongly on others. I begin with the following Q&A with my GPT-5.4, which I bought recently, which I'm rapidly seeing as a tutor, a mentor, an intellectual companion, and especially as a world-class pure math professor supervisor with infinite patience, which makes it superior to a human world-class pure math professor supervisor who would have no patience having to explain kindergarten stuff, brackets as seen by him, to a peasant like me. I don't pretend to have an IQ in the 170s or higher as the top human pure math professors have. For those of you who read or watch my masculist videos, you're probably noticing a growing influence of GPT in my content. So, I begin the substance of this flyer with the following GPT question/prompt. So, question Q, brackets. In a nutshell, what are the essential differences and similarities between Andrew Tate's masculinism and Degaris's masculism? Question mark. And this is GPT-5.4Z. Answer, so A. Andrew Tate's outlook is mainly a performance of male dominance. Degaris' masculism is mainly a theory of male liberation from what he calls men's legal economic subordination to women. Tate's core themes are status, wealth, physical prowess, control, and sexual market success. Scholarly descriptions of his online ideology frame it as a male supremacist or misogynistic influence of politics, built around patriarchal power. By contrast, Degaris explicitly defines masculism as a social movement by men for men and a rebellion by men against working for women, with a strong MGTOW style emphasis on escaping marriage, divorce, custody and fatherhood obligations he sees as oppressive. So the biggest difference is this. Tate says, in effect, quote, be a high status dominant male and win, end quote. DeGara says, in effect, quote, men are structurally exploited and should politically and personally withdraw from that exploitation, end quote. Tate's model is competitive, glamorous, and relationship-centered. He treats women largely as part of a male status hierarchy. DeGaris' model is more ideological and grievance-structured. Women, feminism, and family law are treated less as prizes in a dominance game than as institutions of manslavery to be resisted. The main similarity is that both are strongly anti-feminist. Both frame contemporary gender relations as systematically unfavorable to men, and both encourage men to stop accepting mainstream egalitarian moral expectations at face value. In both cases, gender politics becomes adversarial rather than cooperative. But there's also a sharp practical contrast. Tate is pronatalist / sexual market and alpha coded. DeGaris is often separationist. Tate's brand is about becoming the kind of man who attracts women, Freudian slip, and dominates socially. DeGaris often sounds closer to opt out, refuse the deal, and build a men first counter ideology. That makes Tate more like a masculinity entrepreneur, while DeGaris is more like a pamphleteering male rebellion theorist. So, reduced to one line, Tate equals dominance / status masculinity. DeGaris equals anti-manslavery - men's liberation masculism. I find the intellectual level of GPT-5.4's replies so good that I can afford to be rather intellectually lazy sometimes. For example, I had promised myself that before writing this flyer, I would look over a hefty sample of Andrew Tate's avalanche of videos on the video hosting site MGTOW.tv that he and I both send videos to, since it's one of the main video hosting sites for the Manosphere, that is, men on the internet, who talk about men's issues, about men's lib. But given the quality of the summary of Tate's position, I didn't have to look at that hefty sample, so instead, I'll just qualify what GPT said above about me, that I find a bit off the mark. The above answer was by a machine, whom, or rather which, cannot talk about DeGaris' ideas as well as DeGaris himself can, who, after all, is the creator of DeGaris' ideas. So, I'd like to qualify some of the opinions about DeGaris' ideas that GPT-5.4 expressed above. Firstly, I'm not anti-feminist across the board. I have mixed feelings about feminists, both good and bad. On the good side, as a masculist, a bi-conscious masculist, brackets, that is, who is familiar with both sets of arguments, feminist and masculist, who sees that gender oppression is a two-way street, that is, that women oppress men too, in fact, far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, for example, women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. Close brackets. I understand a lot of what the feminists are saying. If I were a woman, I'd be a feminist. I would hate being raped, domestically violenced, sexually harassed. I'd like women to have half the power, so would oppose the patriarchy, and would react negatively to men who constantly trashed women, all women. So, I'm a male feminist in that sense. I don't deny that men oppress women. Men obviously do. You only have to read feminist books written by highly intelligent, well-read feminists to see that. As a masculist, I see that feminist emphasis on female careerism is an essential prerequisite for the liberation of men from being man's slaves to women, working for women for decades of their lives. Feminism had to come before masculism. That is, women had to earn more in the marketplace so that men could afford to earn less and free themselves from man's slavery to parasitic women. So the masculist in me is very grateful to feminist advocacy of female careerism. I see feminists as the great liberators of men from man's slavery. But the masculist in me, that is the other half of the biconscious masculist in me, strongly opposes monoconscious feminists' awful hypocrisy and genocide. In today's world, most feminists are still monoconscious, since they have yet to be exposed to masculist thinking. They still believe that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and that women are the oppressed. So not surprisingly, they are angry at men for the ways that men oppress women, as listed above. These monoconscious feminists feel fully justified in their misandry and have no qualms about lashing out publicly against men's awful gender crimes against women. But due to these feminists' monoconscious ignorance of masculist ideas, they are oblivious to the idea that in reality, gender oppression is very much a two-way street, and that women oppress men far worse than vice versa, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades, which makes them a lot more serious than the relatively minor gender crimes that men commit against women. This is the end of part one.